Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chair of the 84th session of the Working Party, Ambassador Long Khem Vichet of Cambodia, Madam Secretary General of UNCTAD, Madam Rebecca Greenspan, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. The delegations of the Asia-Pacific Group wish to thank the chairperson and the secretariat for the preparations for today's meetings. We congratulate you and the Vice Chair Rapporteur on your respective elections and assure you of our support. We thank the Secretary General for sharing her vision of UNCTAD's program in 2024. We welcome the Secretary General's continued emphasis on the four transformations envisaged in the Bridgetown Covenant and express our support in catalyzing its implementation. We are fully aligned with a statement delivered by the delegation of Tanzania on behalf of the G77 and China. We wish to further highlight the following priority areas for UNCTAD to administer in its program plan for 2024. First, continue to research on and make recommendations for durable solutions to the growing debt problems faced by developing countries, including through debt relief and debt restructuring, increased availability of capital for multilateral development banks, and climate bond markets to help raise long-term financing. Second, continue advocacy for enhanced development financing, particularly for developing countries, to adapt to the worsening impacts of climate change and the fulfillment of the $100 billion a year pledge for the Green Climate Fund. Third, continue evidence-based research and policy advice on investment promotion, business facilitation, and in the preparation of a pipeline of bankable projects by establishing sustainable infrastructure investments facilities in interested countries. Fourth, continue to facilitate policy dialogue on the International Investment Agreement regime and support and design new international investment agreements that are better aligned with nationally and internationally agreed development objectives. Fifth, further foster international dialogue on science, technology, and innovation for development leading to enhanced cooperation for harnessing technology to achieve SDGs. Sixth, strengthen its program of assistance to the Palestinian people with adequate operational activities so as to respond effectively to the requests by member states. In this regard, we take note of requests for additional resources currently being considered by the General Assembly in the context of the 2023 proposed program budget. Finally, continue to provide timely analysis of global trade trends, varied impacts of COVID-19 on the international economy, trade, and development, as well as implications of global tax reforms in developing countries. We will be providing some more specific comments during the relevant sub-program presentations. We would, however, like to reiterate the comments contained in the statement by the Group of 77, acknowledging the better quality and effort made by the Secretariat on the non-paper. Mr. Chair, in relation to the review of the technical cooperation, our group takes positive note of the upward trend in 2021 as compared with 2020. We hope that such additional funds will allow for a more meaningful implementation of UNCTAD's new technical cooperation strategy, which aligns with Bridgetown Covenant and incorporates the inputs of member states, including those from ASEAN. We reiterate that its successful implementation depends upon predictable, stable, and sufficient voluntary funding. In this context, we look forward to the preparation of a separate fundraising strategy to help bridge the funding gap. The group encourages UNCTAD to also strengthen and increase joint activities with other UN agencies, particularly those providing technical assistance in the area of trade and investment, such as UNDP, UNIDO, UNITAR, ITC, WIPO, and WTO, as well as the World Bank. This will maximize the impact of operations and increase the complementarities between institutions. In conclusion, the group welcomes the summary of evaluations conducted this year and is pleased to note that previous evaluation work has guided the proposed program for 2024. We will be glad to engage with the Secretary General tomorrow in relation to the external evaluation of subprogram 1 in order to ensure the integration of member states' views in the course of action to be followed as a result of this exercise. The group encourages UNCTAD to continue conducting evaluations of its technical cooperation activities in accordance with guiding principles and in conformity with the norms and standards for evaluation of the United Nations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.